devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider Monday through Friday. We're still in Ephesians this week, and I am going to recap a little bit of last week. First of all, I have a question for you. Did you search out your calling? If yes, I urge you to walk in that calling. Live out your purpose for God's glory. If no, I urge you to continue searching who God wants you to be. If you need help, I would be happy to help you to search out the scriptures that you need in order to find out what God wants for you. Another question for you is, have you been eager to maintain unity of the Spirit this week? We talked about that last week. Today we're going to pick up in Ephesians 4, 7 through 13, so read along with me. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So today in verse 7, we're going to go back just a little bit, and it says, as we've been in, as we've been in Ephesians for a few weeks now, we know that our brother Paul is urging us to be unified. And Paul urges us over and over with that, and he and also to be unified doesn't mean that we all, as brothers and sisters in Christ, are to be exactly the same. That would be sort of boring, wouldn't it? But God made us all different. We are given our gifts and talents according to God's measure, though. So God has given each one of us separate, different gifts that we're to use to glorify Him and to make His church stronger. As believers share Christ's grace, but not the same gifts, spiritual gifts, that is. That's, you know, we say all the time that God gives us blessings. He gifts us with our houses and our cars and all the things that we have. But these are actually spiritual gifts this scripture is talking about. Those are the gifts that we use to glorify God. We together are the one body of Christ. We all have the same Holy Spirit. So we're different, but we all have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And it's the same one, not individual. But the one body of Christ has many members, each of which contributes to the body's health and welfare. And that's just like our human body, or not just like, but somewhat like our human body, that different parts of our body depend on other parts in order to work properly. And we think of our human body and what it takes to stay healthy. Well, it takes things that we need to do to stay healthy in our spiritual lives too. This word is meant for the church, the people, not the church building, but the people who make up the church, to do what it takes to stay spiritually healthy. So each one of us has to do our part in that, because if one of us slips and we're not doing our part, then there's going to be other parts of the body that won't work correctly. The goal of the church, the body of Christ, is to make it easier for unbelievers and believers to know the fullness of Christ on earth. So it's our job as believers and in unbelievers, and it's for us to help unbelievers and believers see that Jesus loves them, and for us to make that easy for them, not to make it complicated and use all these spiritual words where they're going to be confused about it. All we have to do in order to lead someone to Christ is start a relationship with them, help them to understand what God has done for you, how He has changed your life. Each part of the body, me and my gifts, you and your gifts, should work together using our gifts for the common good, doing our part so the whole body of believers works smoothly to carry out God's plan. Our goal should be that the body of Christ will be built up, not torn down. Remember, our sin only builds doubt in people, and doubt it even makes us doubt God sometimes, because we let sin in, we let Satan poke us where we're weak, and that is not the way that we build up the body of Christ. We encourage each other. And the other part of the goal is that every member should be growing together in our relationship with Christ. So each one of us has our part to do. And then as a body of believers, we come together and we bond together to make that body stronger with our gifts that God gives us. And that's where, when there's unity and peace of God in the church, the body will grow together and God's power will fill the church. And God's power will fill all of us, and then all of us together will, and it makes the church work smoother, and it keeps it healthier. Genuine church growth is about members or believers practicing humility, gentleness, patience, forbearance, for that we will show the world the unity and peace for which Christ died. And this is a little side note. My husband is a retired pastor, and sometimes in his sermons, he would use me or my granddaughter who lived with us as an example, and he called us his example girls. I tell you this to remind us all that God uses us for examples to the world. Are you a good example? Have you set good examples for your friends that you hang out with? Let's do everything that we can to be good examples for Him. We have to make the choice to be a good example or a bad example. There's no in between. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that you lead and guide us with your Holy Spirit, that you empower us, Father, each one, to be the members of your body that we need to be, to encourage each other and not tear each other down, to love each other, God, the way that Jesus loves us. And Father, we just ask that you help us to apply this to our lives this week in your precious name.